You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. It's Severe Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin, and today's the day for the statewide tornado drills. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us why it's important and what we should do.
Sirens will sound at 1:45 and 6:45. And this is when you should pretend it's real. Practice your plan and take shelter. Go to the lowest level, most interior room, putting as many walls between you and the outside as possible. Avoid windows and look for things that you can cover yourself with, like pillows or couch cushions. The main threat is debris. And it's a good time to pack an emergency backpack as well. Fill it with a pair of shoes, water, change of clothes, meds, and more. And let me tell you, muscle memory is best when a natural disaster occurs. Practice the plan so it sticks.
Verizon and the Green Bay Packers announced a $3 million debt relief program for Wisconsin veterans over the next 2 years. Andy Brady, Verizon's market president, said the immediate investment of $1 million and the future investment of $2 million over the next few years is the right thing to do.
Today, in the Green Bay area, there's about $4.8 million in medical debt that veterans are carrying right now that unfortunately some of them can't pay for. So what we're doing is we're paying off $1 million in random acts of kindness.
Verizon is partnering with ForgiveCo to facilitate paying off the medical debts of Wisconsin veterans. ForgiveCo is a company that identifies and handles the debt for veterans in need. It will reach out to veterans in the coming months. Scott Walker says Trump's tariffs won't last long. Joanne Krulatz has details.
Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker says he has few concerns with President Donald Trump's tariffs. Walker says Trump negotiates by taking the strongest, hardest position one way, and he's convinced the tariffs announced by the White House last week won't be a permanent policy. Walker spoke Monday night at Granger Hall on the UW-Madison campus. The event was hosted by Young America's Foundation, of which Walker serves as president. Afterwards, he told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that he has no plans to run for governor next year, but doesn't rule out a run after that.
Oshkosh police arrested a 26-year-old Fond du Lac man Tuesday for charges related to human trafficking. An undercover officer posed as a teenage girl through the victim's social media accounts, where the officer learned that the suspect had previously engaged in sex acts with this victim. The suspect faces charges of 3 counts of soliciting a child for prostitution and 3 counts of human trafficking of a child. A search warrant was issued for the suspect's residence in Fond du Lac County, where numerous electronic devices were seized. The suspect's name has not yet been released. In March, the Department of Homeland Security for the Trump administration announced the termination of the Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela parole program, which gives temporary legal immigration status to about 500,000 people throughout the country. That policy change prompted a protest in New London yesterday in front of Tyson Foods. Protester Emily Cepho says people here legally, who are living, working, and paying taxes, have been asked to self-deport by April 24th. More international students across Wisconsin have had their student visas revoked. Savannah Tomei Olson has more on that story.
Earlier this week, we reported that the federal government canceled the visas of 13 students and alumni on employment visas. That was just at UW-Madison. Now, the UW system confirms to me they know of at least 14 more students whose visas have been revoked. Those international students are all over the system. That brings the total to at least 27 students and alumni in Wisconsin who lost their visas. According to the New York Times, it's now happened to about 300 students across the nation. Until now, if a visa was canceled, that only meant people couldn't leave the U.S. and regain entry. They would have to apply for a new visa. They were usually allowed to keep their status as a legal resident, according to the Associated Press. But the outlet reports some students are also losing their status as legal residents. When that happens, they could risk being arrested by ICE if they do not leave immediately. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin can claim the most expensive judicial race in American history after the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. Spending for both campaigns and outside groups came to $100 million. 53rd Assembly District Representative Dean Coffert.
I mean, this last Supreme Court race, Elon Musk, I don't know how many billions of dollars he put in. George Soros, he put in a lot of million dollars. J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, Democrat governor, he put in millions of dollars. It is just crazy. And these outside groups are putting in money. So, I mean, these elections are ruthless.
Brad Schimmel's campaign and outside groups, including Musk, spent about $54 million, while Susan Crawford's campaign and supporters spent $46 million. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers crushed the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer bats were hot last night in Denver. They beat the Rockies 17-2. At age 21, Jackson Churio has become the youngest player in baseball history to have 12 RBI in just three games, surpassing Hall of Famers like Mickey Mantle, Al Kaline, and the Braves' Eddie Matthews. Now, Churio struck out five times on opening day in New York against the Yankees' Pat Murphy.
It was a tough day to see that day, and that's a really good pitcher. I woke him up pretty good, and he had a good spring training, and that woke him up pretty good. He's been pretty good since then.
Basketball tonight in Milwaukee, the Bucks and the Pelicans. And the Packers tailgate tour continues. Last night in Madison, today in La Crosse and Onalaska. This is the 17th and final year for Packers president Mark Murphy.
No, it's a little nostalgic. But yeah, I've enjoyed them all. It's something that's really, it's a great tradition. And you know, I know it'll continue. And I know not only the current players, but the alumni really enjoy coming back and being a part of it.
That's Mark Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're heading to the theater this weekend, there are four films opening that are all reviewing quite well. The Amateur is a much-publicized action thriller starring Rami Malek as a CIA analyst whose wife is killed, motivating him to become more than just an analyst. The film is currently rating in the mid-60s on Rotten Tomatoes. Drop is being called a Hitchcockian-style thriller about a widowed mother who goes on a date during which her phone is inundated with threatening messages. The film is currently polling a 90%+ on Rotten Tomatoes. Also opening this weekend is Warfare, a war drama written and directed by Iraq War veteran Ray Mendoza. The film is currently in the low 90s on Rotten Tomatoes. The King of Kings is an animated family drama that tells the story of Jesus and brings some heavy hitters to the voiceover roles, including Kenneth Branagh, Uma Thurman, Mark Hamill, and Pierce Brosnan. It's drawing a 75% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. Kieran Culkin is an Oscar winner thanks to Jesse Eisenberg's A Real Pain. According to actor-comedian Eric Andre, Culkin was not Jesse Eisenberg's first choice for the role. Andre was. Andre says Eisenberg called him and offered him the role. According to Deadline, Andre passed because he thought the script was depressing. Does Andre think he blew it in passing on the role? Yeah. He calls it the biggest mistake of his career. The season 3 finale of White Lotus brought lots of drama, but now there's drama off screen as well between writer, director, and show creator Mike White and composer Cristobal Tapio Devere. In a recent appearance on the Howard Stern show, White says Devere did not respect him. He told Stern that quitting when the composer did and bad-mouthing White and the show 3 days before the finale was a move. White did admit that Devere is incredibly talented, but did not like taking notes, especially after the composer's season 2 music went viral and won Devere an Emmy. Oh man, those creative types. The latest installment in the I Know What You Did Last Summer franchise will hit theaters this coming summer. Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jennifer Love Hewitt will headline the cast, but there is uncertainty as to whether or not Brandi Norwood will return. Norwood played Love Hewitt's best friend Carla Wilson in 1998's I Still Know What You Did Last Summer, which was the second installment of the franchise. Director Jennifer Caton Robinson hinted that Norwood might be making an appearance, but that people will just have to go see the film, which opens July 18th. The production of Dune 3 has some A-list talent lined up. Variety reports that director Denis Villeneuve is eyeing Robert Pattinson to join the cast. Pattinson would join an all-star cast, including Timothée Chalamet, Zendaya, Jason Momoa, Javier Bardem, Rebecca Ferguson, and Josh Brolin. Dune Messiah is scheduled to start shooting in summer of 2026.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few showers or sprinkles at times. Our high in the upper 40s. Tonight, we're going to drop down to around 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the mid-50s. And then we're going to warm it up by Saturday, partly cloudy with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.